Jigger's eyes were shining with admiration as he replied.
From what our scouts said, they took them all, every last vermin, and their chief, the Weerat. That must have been a powerful battle, I'll tell you.
Torren opened the gatehouse door. He took a deep breath of the fresh night air and smiled.
Funny, ain't it? Somehow I couldn't imagine sorrow and brag growing old like peaceful abbey beasts. Not those two. They went like they wanted to. The bravest of the brave.
Lonnar offered his paw to Torren.
True warriors have no fear of death. I only met your brother and his friend once. They were rare beasts.
Abbot Carroll wiped at his eyes with damp habit's sleeves.
Look at me. I must have forgotten my manners. Come to the abbey, Jigger. Bring your two friends. You must be hungry after travelling so far. Lonnar, will you wait by the gates and show the rest of them to the kitchens when they arrive?
Jigger hitched up his rapier belt eagerly.
Lead on, father. If and the victuals at Redwall are as good as Horty tells me, I can't wait to get at them.
It was some time thereafter when Lonnar herded the Gurath shrews into the abbey kitchens. Martha and Torren forged their way through the crowd to Horty, Fenner and Springald. They fell upon one another, hugging and shaking paws as the abbot joined them.
Welcome home, you weary travellers. Springald, what's up, miss? Are you ill?
The mousemaid was staring at Martha in disbelief.
Look, she's walking. Martha's walking.
Horty held his sister a paw's length.
But how the... what the blinking flip? I mean, the blooming skin and blister trotting about like... explain your belly self, miss. How did you do it, what?
The hermaid stared down at her brother's bandaged right foot paw, having noticed he was sporting a gallant limp.
Oh, you'll get to know all about it later. But what happened to you, Horty? Are you hurt?
Trying to look brave and nonchalant at the same time, Horty waffled.
Oh, this line of duty and all that, you know.
Springald raised her eyebrows scathingly.
Line of duty, my tail. You great fibber, tell the truth. He was messing about with Martin's sword, showing off to the shrews, when he dropped it, tripped up and cut his footpaw on the blade.
The abbot exchanged a glance with Martha before he asked.
Well, who has the sword now?
From beneath her cloak, Fenner produced a sword, neatly wrapped and tied in a piece of sailcloth.
I took it off, Horty, and bound it up for safekeeping. Don't worry, it's in perfect condition and quite undamaged.
She looked from the abbot to Martha.
Why? What's the matter? Did I do anything wrong? Should I have left the sword for Horty to fool about with?
Both Martha and the abbot hugged the squiddle maid.
No. You did the right thing.
Yes, you did, Fenner. Thank goodness. Please accept the gratitude of an old abbot.
The squiddle maid passed the sword over to the abbot.
Why, father? What's this all about?
Abbot Carroll looked over his glasses at her.
Nothing for you to worry your head about, miss. I'll tell you everything in a few seasons' time. That's, of course, providing you don't plan on leaving us to go somewhere else.
Fenner replied promptly.
Why would I go anywhere else? Redwall Abbey's my home. I'd never leave it for anything.
Martha clasped her friend's paw.
Neither would I, Fenner. There's no place dearer than our abbey.
Whilst the shrews were sampling the delights of the kitchens, the three young ones went down to Cavern Hall with Torren, Martha and the abbot. There, away from the hubbub, they sat by the embers of a glowing fire, recounting their journey to and from Loamhedge. It was an engrossing story, vividly illustrated by the young creature's first real experience of the outside world. Enemies they had encountered, friends they had met, hardships they had undergone. Horty, Springald and Fenner each related the parts they had taken in the epic quest. Throughout the narrative, it was clear that the entire thing would not have been possible without the heroism, guidance and assistance of Bragoon and Sarabando.